to talk today about a topic that actually came up recently in the Daf Yomi that is very nogel lemaisa, and that is when a person is in Hatzalah or is a doctor and has to go to an emergency on Shabbos, are they allowed to come back? Certainly you're allowed to go for an emergency to save a life, that's because nefesh, you're allowed to go. But what if it's already taken care of, the life is saved, can you come back on Shabbos? So there is a Mishnah in Erev and Daf Mem Dalet and Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Misha Yatzu Bereshus, if someone left their tchum, that's the topic of the fourth parak of Maseches Erevin is all about Tchum Shabbos. So a person left their Tchum for a good reason, like let's say someone had to help a woman give birth or something like that. And then after their Tchum, someone said to them, oh, it's already done, you're not needed anymore, we already took care of whatever it was. Yeshlo Alpayim Amo L'Kol Ruach. So he gets 2,000 amos in every direction from where he is right now. He doesn't get to go all the way back to his original tchum. That's what it sounds like. Then the Mishnah says, "Kol ayotzim lahatzil chazun l'makomam." But if you went out to save somebody, to save lives, then you're allowed to go back l'makomam. You're allowed to go back to where you started, to where you started Shabbos. Tosos on the top of the page, "Kol ayotzim lahatzil chazun l'makomam," says this seems to be part of the concept of hitiru sofon mishum tchilasan. The Gemara Maseches Beitza lists off three things in Daf Yud Aleph and Beis and Beitza where we allow something to be done in the end because we're afraid if we aren't matched something to be done in the end, then people won't begin to do the mitzvah in the first place. Lamashal, the Gemara gives the example that there is an issur d'rabbanan to bandage a wound on certain cases on Shabbos. But if a kohen who removes a bandage in order not to have a chatzitza between his big day kahuna and his clothing, if we tell him that he's not able to put that bandage back on, he's not going to remove the bandage in the first place, and he's going to do the avoda with a chatzitza between his begadim and his skin, that would be very bad. So we allow him, even after the avoda is over, to replace the bandage because we're afraid if we don't let him replace the bandage, he's not going to take the bandage off in the first place. So this is very similar over here. Why do we allow a person who already saved a life to come back into the Tchum Shabbos? Because if we tell him that he's not allowed to, well then he's never going to go in that Salah Kol in the first place. A guy Friday night sits down to his Suda, he's tired, he's starving, he hasn't eaten all day, he hasn't slept all week, and he gets that Salah Kol that he's got to go out. He's going to say, I don't want to take this call. If I take this call, I'm going to be stuck in the hospital for the rest of Shabbos. I'm not going to have a bed. So we let him come back in order that he should that he should want to go out in the first place. Tosfos says this seems to be part of that broader concept. In Nishmas Avram, there's a question. Does that mean for Tchum Shabbos we're going to allow you to violate an Isser Derabanan, or we're even going to allow you to violate an Isser D'Oraisa because of this concept that we're afraid you're not going to... Because what was the Mishnah talking about? Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos Machlokes Rishonim, whether it's D'Oraisa D'Rabanan, we paskin that it's D'Rabanan, even Yud Beis Mil. Even Tchum Yud Beis Mil, we paskin is purely Mi D'Rabanan. So would we even allow a violation of Melacha D'Oraisa? So in Nishmas Avram, in Shin Chaf Tes, O Zion, he's medayik from the Magen Avram that it's only for Dinim D'Rabbanan, not for Dinim D'Oraisa. But the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Yaakov Emdin seem to assume that we would even permit something for a Din D'Oraisa. We'd even permit Isurim D'Oraisa Mishum Tchilasam. Now, that's the Mishnah. The Gemara in Ervin says, wait a second, we have a Stira. On the one hand, our Mishnah says that you went out to a Hatzalah mission, you can go back. However far away you are, you can come all the way back. Right? That's what the Gemara, that's what our Mishnah says. But there is a Mishnah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, that tells us that if a midwife comes to help a mother who, or an expectant mother who's giving birth, or someone comes lahatzil to rescue people, and they're outside of their tchum, they can go back 2,000 amos. But that's it. They can't go all the way back home. Only 2,000 amos. So Gemara says, Stira, what can you do? Can you go back all the way or only 2,000 amos? Gemara gives two answers. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says in the Gemara that really you can only go back 2,000 amos. When the Mishnah in Erevin says that you chosun them koman, that you can go back, it doesn't mean any more than 2,000 amos. All the Mishnah in Erevin is teaching me is that if you went out to fight a war to protect Jewish people, you're allowed to bring your weapons back also. That when you come back, you can bring your weapons back too. but certainly no more than 2,000 amos. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, however, says different. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says it depends what happened in the war. If you won the war, so there's no security threat anymore, so then stay within the 2,000 amos. That's what the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah was talking about. Can't go back more than 2,000 amos. But if you didn't win the war, if you lost the war, and therefore, if you only stay within the 2,000 amos, they might chase after you, and you might get killed, so it's going to be a sakana, so then you're allowed to go back all the way. That's what the Mishnah in Erevin was talking about. So the Rosh in Maseches Erevin in Parak Dalet Osei quotes from Ron Rutenberg that we accept both shitos, meaning a Jewish soldier can return all the way home if he's scared that the enemy's going to attack him, and when a Jew is coming back, he's allowed to bring his weapons with him. He's allowed to carry his weapons. And the Rambam paskins this way in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Zayin Halacha Yud Zayin. If you went out to save people who are in danger, you're allowed to bring your weapons back to where you started, if you're afraid you might be attacked. But if you're not afraid you're going to be attacked, then there's no heter. You're not allowed to bring your weapons back. Shulchan Aruch paskins this way as well in Siman Tav Zayin. Now, at this point, if we were to stop right here, we're in trouble. Hatzalah people are in trouble, right? If they're not going to be attacked by doctors in the hospital or by whoever in the hospital, so they would not be allowed to come back. They're limited to 2,000 amos. Forget about driving a car. Driving cars in this is d'oraisa. Even for tchum and d'rabbanan, they wouldn't be allowed to come back from outside the tchum. They'd have that problem. However, even though the Rambam paskins this way, Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, elsewhere the Rambam Shulchan Aruch seem to paskin the opposite. The Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha of Gimel writes that Jews who go out to war on Shabbos to help other people are allowed to go back to where they started with their weapons so as not to cause danger in the future. Why? What does it mean so as not to cause danger in the future? Because if they are not allowed to come back, then maybe next time they have to save somebody, they're not going to be interested in going out in the first place. And the Rambam makes no distinction whether you're being threatened now, not being threatened now, you're allowed to go home, says the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, Archaimson, Shin Chav Tes, Sif Tes, paskins this also. So now we got a problem, not in terms of what do we do for doctor, we got a problem that there's a stira in the Rambam, a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Can I come back because I might hesitate next time? Or can I not come back because I'm not allowed to come back? Because you're not allowed, unless there's someone threatening my life, I'm not allowed to come back. So three approaches how to deal with the stira, and the three approaches are three vastly different approaches in how to paskin halacha lemaisa for a doctor or a hatzala person who goes on a call to save a person's life on Shabbos. One approach is with Tzvi Pesach Frank. With Tzvi Pesach Frank in Har Tzvi, or Chaim Chelk Beis, Simen Yud, he is the most machmir. He says a doctor cannot drive home on Shabbos. He's not allowed to, even when a doctor goes to a call on Shabbos and he arrives at the hospital, he may not turn off the engine on Shabbos. Turning off the engine is Nisa Drabanan. You're not even allowed to violate an Nisa Drabanan. I, but in one of the places in the Rambam, one of the places in Shulchan Aruch, it said, didn't make an exception, said you're allowed to go all the way back home. You're allowed to violate an Nisa Drabanan. No, the Rambam wrote that because he was assuming you also read his other halacha. That when is that mutter? B'chiyai gavna, that someone's chasing you to kill you. But if no one's chasing you to kill you, then you're not allowed to do it. So no one's chasing you to kill you in the hospital. You bring your car to the hospital, you leave your car on, and that's it. And you're not allowed to... Can you ask a guy to drive you home? No, that's also an Isser Drabanan. Of Amir Lakum, you can't do anything. Can you come from outside the Tchum? No, you're not allowed to do any of these things. So if Tzvi Pesach Frank is most machmir, and he assumes that we accept the more machmir passages in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, and the other passage in the Shulchan Aruch that seems to be more makel is assuming that you've already read the more machmir passage. Rav Moshe is the opposite extreme. Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva Nigros Moshe or Chaim Chelik Dalet Simin Pei, where Rav Moshe discusses the shaila was asked by Hatzalah people. Can we come back from Hatzalah call? So Rav Moshe says you're even allowed to violate Yisurim D'oraisa to come back, which means you're allowed to drive. Driving is multiple Yisurim D'oraisa. When you drive, every time you hit the gas pedal, you're violating a new Isur D'oraisa because you're burning more gas. So multiple Yisurim D'oraisa, every time you accelerate, is another Isur D'oraisa. Every time you hit the brake, it's at least an Isur D'rabanan, potentially an Isur D'oraisa with the brake lights turning on. So there are several Yisurim D'oraisa. Rav Moshe says that you're allowed to do that. Why? Why are you allowed to do this? Rav Moshe says that the contradiction in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch's answer is as follows. When do we say that when the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Beis Halacha Chaf Gimel says that people who go to save are able to come home with their weapons, and he doesn't make any exception, he doesn't make any qualifications that people have to be chasing you. Rav Moshe says, because that Rambam's talking about when you went out for a short-term mission, when you expected that the mission would be over quickly and that you would then be able to come back, like an ambulance going out to on a call. From the Rambam's description of the battle that you go to, it sounds like it was a sudden thing, there was an immediate threat, and you had to go and you had to defend. And that's what the Rambam means, that there was a sudden threat that happened, so they went out to quickly put down the enemy, and then you're allowed to come home on Shabbos. The other passage in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch is when you had no expectation that it was going to be a short-term thing, when it was a long-term kind of thing. It wasn't a battle, it was a war. And when you go out to a war for a long-term period of time, having no expectation to come back on Shabbos, that's when you're only allowed to come back if it's still dangerous, when people are chasing you. So people in these kinds of situations are not allowed to come home unless there's someone chasing them. But short-term, says Rav Moshe, where you don't expect to be away for a long period of time, and you're allowed to come home. What's Svara? Why would you be allowed to come home just because of short term? Says Rav Moshe, because if you expect it to go out short term and you're stuck there the rest of Shabbos, next time you have to go out on a quick short term mission, you're not going to want to go. When you know that it's a long term commitment, so I know that if I'm being enlisted in the army, I'm being called to the army, it's going to be a long term commitment, I'm going to have to go, I'm going to have to stay. And it's not going to make me hesitate next time. But when it's short term, then I'm not going to want to go next time if everything that's short-term turns into long-term. It turns into something they have to stay for. A classic example of something that's short-term is Hatzalah Kol. You get them to the hospital, get them in the hands of the doctors, and then you go home. So based on that, Moshe says Hatzalah members are allowed to even drive home. Yisurim Daraisa. They're even allowed to drive home from Hatzalah missions. This is widely accepted by pretty much every Hatzalah in America. In Israel, they accept Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Pesach. Rosh Shlomo Zalman had a third approach that was neither like Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank nor like Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, first of all, he has a critique of Rav Moshe's Pesach. He takes strong issue with Rav Moshe's Pesach, and he writes, "I didn't publish this until I asked Rav Moshe first if it was okay for me to publish this." See, the Derech Eretz that Rav Shlomo Zalman had for Moshe, they say, when Rav Moshe would call, Rav Shlomo Zalman would stand up. He wouldn't sit down when he was talking to Rav Moshe on the phone. The kind of respect that Rav Moshe had for Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that Rav Shlomo Zalman had for Rav Moshe. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I asked his permission to publish this tshuva, and he published the following. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the Gemara, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, clearly seem to say that if you go out to save someone, you're only allowed to return home if it's a threat to your life, if they're chasing after you, if there's some sort of safety hazard. So a doctor can drive home only if he went to a dangerous place. He went to an emergency call in Lebanon or something. Like he went somewhere where his life is in danger. But if you're in a safe hospital where you can go to your office, in that hospital, you can go and hang out in the lounge, and it's perfectly fine, and there's no one threatening your life, he sees no heter to come home. The Gemara never raises a concern that someone's going to refuse to save lives because you're going to want to spend Shabbos with your family. You're not going to want to be away from your family for Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman really technically agrees with the Tzvi Pesach Frank that you're not allowed to come home. However, Shlomo Zalman says, since the Chassam Sofer allows a doctor to ask a guy to bring him home after a rescue mission, so you're allowed to do that. You can ask a guy to drive you home. That much he allows. But beyond that, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're not allowed to do. Now, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, obviously he passes like Rav Shlomo Zalman. He always passes like Rav Shlomo Zalman. But he adds, you're allowed to ask a guy to drive you, Amir Lakum's Mutter, but you going beyond your tchum is still aser. So you're not, if the hospital is outside of your tchum, you're not allowed to ask a guy to drive you, because then you're still going beyond your tchum. So regardless of which, a couple of other quick points. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he also says that if you drove an ambulance, and it's the only ambulance in town, it's the only Hatzalah ambulance, so, and there are usually more calls that come in on a given Shabbos, and now if the ambulance stays in the hospital, it's going to be a problem. So he says maybe there's room to be makel to bring the ambulance back to where it needs to go so that it will be able to respond to the next call. That might be called pikuach nefesh. Rav Sturmbach and Shuvah Svan Hagos Chel Gimel Simon Kuf Hey accepts Rav Moshe Shita, but Rav Sturmbach thinks that there's a difference between people who only once in a while deal with life-threatening situations, and Atzala members who always deal with life-threatening Atzala situations. He says regular people are not allowed to violate Yisum D'Oraisa in order to come home from a mission that came up suddenly. We don't worry that in the future he's not going to want to do it. He never does. It's once in 10 years that someone happens to have an emergency in his house where he has to go. It's not something that happens all that often. But for Atzala person, where it's constant, so then there is a concern that he's going to hesitate to take the call. Think about it. How many fewer Atzala members would we have if they knew that every time they responded to a call on Shabbos, they'd miss the rest of Shabbos with their families? We probably would not have nearly as many Atzala volunteers as we currently do. That's a significant sacrifice. It's something people at least would hesitate. People would not be so excited about doing. Rav Shechter just makes the Ha'ara in Be'ikvei Atzona. With this, we'll close that there may be a difference between a volunteer Atzala person and a doctor. A doctor gets paid for his services. This concern, we're afraid you're not going to want to go on the call, that's true of a Atzala person, because it's his volunteer work. He can choose to go or not to go. A doctor, we're not going to be afraid that he's not going to want to go. He gets paid for his services. So maybe a doctor, that same concern wouldn't exist. So Shechla, maybe you can rely on Rav Moshe that Atzala people come back, but not so pashut that a doctor can come back from something on Shabbos. Okay. Yeah.